So Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Kuv Vav of Masechet Ksubos. Some of the topics that we learned about include Machzis HaShekel. There's an obligation for every person to contribute a half shekel annually from which to purchase Karbonis Tzibur from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan. These shkolim were placed in a specific lishka. Trumas HaLishka, the separated shkolim. The shkolim of the current year were Nitram B'Shleisha Prakim, separated at three intervals, from the kupais to the containers in the lishka, the room designated for the shkolim. These separated shkolim are called trumas alishka. The main use of these shkolim was for tzarchi karbonis, as the Brisa states, hakateris v'chol karbonis tzibur boin mitrumas alishka. Meiser hatruma, the remainder of the separated shkolim. After the year expired on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the remainder of the trumas alishka is disqualified for karbonis. The Gemara discusses several opinions regarding the usage of Meiser HaTrumah. Shiyari HaLishka, the remaining shkolim in the lishka. The shkolim that remained in the lishka after Trumas HaLishka were initially designated for the maintenance expenditures of Yerushalayim. As the Brisa states, Chaymas Ha'ir U'migdolei Seho B'chol Tzarchei Ir Bo'in Mishiyari HaLishka. Meiser Shiyari HaLishka, also called Meiser HaPeiris. After these expenses were accomplished, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the remainder of the Shiyari HaLishka were used to buy and sell supplies from which Hekdesh would profit. Bedek HaBayis was the fund for the structural maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. As the Brisa states, Mizbeach Ha'ila HaLashachas V'Azoris Boin Mikodshei Bedek HaBayis. Meiser Bedek HaBayis, money left over from the maintenance fund. Meiser Nesachim. Some say this refers to Beirutzei Midas, the suppliers of flour, oil for the Beis HaMikdash, Maididin b'mida muvaretzis, are required to supply a heaping measurement, in which hamakriven meichik b'mida, the kain removed the excess amount. This excess amount is the meis nesachim. Others say this refers to yukra bezula, when the suppliers of flour oil contracted at an established price for these goods, and the price changed, hekdesh always has the advantage. For example, kibul b'yarba v'nisyakru mishalish misapik b'arba. When they set the price at 4 son per sella, and the price increased to 3 son per sella, the supplier must still deliver 4 son per sella. Kibul b'shalish, v'huzlu ma'arba, savik ba'arba. When they set the price at 3 son per sella, and the price decreased to 4 son per sella, the supplier must deliver at the new price of 4 son per sella. Hekdesh's profit from this initiative is called Meiser Nesachim. The Gemara discusses several opinions regarding the usage of Meiser Nesachim. Kayetz HaMizbeach. At times in which there were no karbanas on hand, the Kohen would bring karbanas from a special fund, Kedei Shelo Yehei Mizbeach Batel, so that the Mizbeach should not remain idle.